This week's mailbag comes to us from Emily. I love my Sunday basket time each week, and this is the second week in a row that I found a lovely note from my husband written on one of my index cards and dropped into the basket, thanking me for all that I do for our family. My three-year-old apparently watched him write the first one and randomly brought in to me her own love letter on an index card this morning.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. The last couple weeks, I have been sharing with you some of the improvements and things that we are doing to streamline and take the Sunday basket and our all-access home organization program to 110%. The next 2 weeks, we have a different guest on the podcast with me. Monique, welcome back to the Organized 365 podcast.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for having me again.
So Monique has been around for 9 of the last 10 years. Monique is officially a full-time employee now. She's our director of business development.
Yay, I'm super excited.
Monique's like, I don't know. What are you calling me now? That'll be fine.
Give me another project.
Yeah, I have lots of projects. So one of the things that Monique and I have been working a lot on over the summer and this fall, really started last year, was taking the workboxes, the workbox experience to 110%. We used to have 8 different, very thematic individual workboxes. We currently have the business workbox, which we're going to talk about in this podcast. And we're in the process of creating a new education workbox that'll be coming out in the summer of 2022. And then next week, Monique and I are going to really deep dive into the new app and what that will all be about. But today we're going to focus on workboxes. So I just want to start this podcast by saying that we here at Organize 365 look at work differently. I look at work as what you do during the majority of your hours, Monday through Friday. Your work may be homeschooling, volunteering, being a stay-at-home parent, being retired, traveling, working in a corporation, being an entrepreneur, being in direct sales. It does not matter what your work is. For a long time, I was hung up on the fact that work had to equate to a certain title, a certain amount of money. And as a stay-at-home mom for a long time and a direct seller for a long time, I was trying to validate the fact that what I was doing was good quality work, even if it did not mean it had like a projected pay scale that I could be climbing or more titles that I could be achieving. I was doing my life's work at the time, which was doing those things at home. Now, my life's purpose and work is being the founder and CEO of Organize 365. And, you know, who knows what it will be in the future. So I want to start with that first, that we here at Organize 365 help you organize the different kinds of work that you do so that you can get more life and also so that your work can be what you're uniquely created to do so that your entire week feels like life. Because even though it's work, it is, you know, your unique purpose. And we talked this summer about how the research that we did about housework and that it's called work because there are 4 different kinds of work that are related to your house: cleaning, organizing, maintenance, and tasks of daily living. That is the kind of work that you do. And then we do the work that we're going to talk about today, which is work. Today, we're going to be talking in a business sense. Next summer, we'll be talking in an educational sense. So we are talking about that 9-to-5 job that you have. It could be direct sales. It could be volunteer. It could be inside of a corporation. You could be the CEO of a corporation. You could be an entrepreneur. Any of that kind of work, specifically in this case, we are talking about work primarily that will return a dollar investment from whatever time that you invest. We have a custom box now. We really upgraded the portal into a whole entire course that you have. We have a really neat workbook that comes with your workbox. We kind of want to talk today through what the heck is a Business Friday workbox? What's in it? How would you get started with that? Is there a way that you could try it free? Like, how, explain to me, Lisa, why this is, why I should go to paper when everything is pretty much digital. So, Monique, take it away.
All right. So we have compiled some questions that are asked often in our group, whether it's in the Facebook group or via an email, or questions that have come to us through our certified organizers. So we want to go through some of these questions and answers so that you can hear what other people have been asking and realize that you might not be the only person that has the same question. So what is the Friday workbox, Lisa? And why should I even want one?
Okay, so this is the first question that we get, because when we explain the Sunday basket, which we talked about a couple of podcasts ago, everyone's like, okay, yeah, I'm pretty digital at home, but I definitely do have a pile of stuff on the kitchen counter, and I don't have a good system for getting through the different projects and ideas I have at home. That makes sense. In your work, it's a little bit more of a jump to go from doing everything. Literally, I don't even get 1,000 steps a day when I get into the office. I sit down and I sit in front of a computer. I'm on a computer all day. I'm on a computer now recording this podcast. Like, I literally am always on a computer. So why then would we create a physical representation of your work inside of a box when almost everything that we do in work is digital? And there are a couple of reasons why I personally love this system and why it works for a lot of people. And the number one reason is our brain is not digital. Like, yes, I'm taking all the ideas out of my brain and I'm putting it into the computer, or I'm editing documents, or I'm replying to emails, but my brain is with me all the time, in the car, on the way to work, on the way home, in the shower, when I'm feeding Grayson. I always am thinking about different things related to home and work. And when I'm in front of my computer, I could capture those in a digital system. I'm terrible at that, but I could. But I always have these ideas. So I need a system that will hold all of my ideas and all of my actionables in one place that I can quantitatively see. That's number one. And then number two, the quantitativeness of printed out paper and handwritten notes. You look at that information differently inside of your brain. And also, anyone else who sees you writing on paper or sees your printed out emails or sees your binder that you're going through sees the quantity of information and actionables that you are taking. So a Business Friday workbox is very similar to a Sunday basket. It's the same exact components, but it goes deeper than a Sunday basket because business is more complex than running your home. And there are more nuances and there's more individuality that comes from each kind of work that we do, whereas there are a lot of similarities in how we run our households, and the Sunday basket is an easier, quicker system to adapt to. If you are super, super good at capturing all of your ideas in some kind of a digital system and that works for you, then you don't need a Friday workbox. But what I have found is that I have never been good at capturing and going back to and regularly checking digital systems. I do much better with printed items. So like right now, you know, I'm a grandma, so I go home and I help Abby with the baby. And so I find that I can print out emails or I can print out documents that I need to review. And literally I can look at those while I'm feeding the baby and not in front of a computer and jot down notes and bring them in the next day. That happens to be working really well for me. The other thing that the Business Workbox does is you have errant thoughts all of the time. How many of you get your best ideas either in the shower or when you're driving? Like, almost all of my best ideas come when I'm in the shower, or especially if I'm driving. That's why I love to get onion rings. It's because it's a 1-hour round trip drive and wait to get the onion rings. And I literally, my brain just thinks through everything that's been happening that week and that day, what's happening at home, what's happening in the world, what's happening in my business. And my brain starts to do what it's supposed to do, which is to make a bunch of connections and synapses and like, oh, if that's working at home, maybe that'll work at work. Or, oh, you know, you just start to make connections between all the different things that you're doing. And I'm always writing down little notes at stoplights or when I'm waiting in the onion ring line, or as soon as I get home, I pull in the driveway and I write down a bunch of notes before I walk in the door. Where do you put those notes? And often those notes or those ideas are the next big thing in your company. They're the way that you could save 8 steps. Like if you have to do a project and it's 10 steps long and you go on a long drive, you may figure out how to get from step 2 to step 8 and eliminate steps 3 through 7 just because you're thinking about it differently or asking yourself different questions. That's all the kind of stuff that I put inside of my Friday Workbox. How about you, Monique?
My Friday Workbox has all the to-dos that we have at work, which specifically is, I don't think if I'm at work and I'm thinking of something I need to do at home, I don't put it in my Friday Workbox. I put it in my Sunday basket. So really making the distinction of what's going in your workbox as related to just work, then personal, sometimes people mix those things. They can be combined. So I have to really separate work from home in this instance, because then my actionables would get mixed up and not done efficiently. So my workbox has emails that I've printed out, which relate to a meeting, a phone call I need to make. And when I have that meeting or phone call, I can put notes right on that with the email I've printed out. I have slash pockets in my workbox for the different projects, for people I'm meeting with, for ideas that are happening. So the work-related things sit in there. My planner sits in there. Just, it's the everything box for work. And what I like about that is when I go out of town and I take my workbox with me, I can just take that box with me and not have to worry about a filing cabinet or drawers. Everything I need to do is right there. And I can work anywhere with that box.
Yeah, I think if I think back to how I was before I used the workbox and how I work now, in the past, before I had a Sunday basket and before I had a workbox, I had to-do lists. And I had sometimes a work to-do list and a home to-do list, and sometimes they would mix back and forth. And I still have, you know, a single sheet of paper of things that I want to get done this week. But the difference between now and then is that if I have a great idea, sometimes I have a great idea that I know I won't be able to accomplish for 5 years. Where do you store that idea? Or I have a great idea and I'm like, oh, but we're going to need to hire someone, or we're going to need to create a new department in order to do that idea. Or I have a good idea, but I know I don't need to act on it until next week. The other thing that this workbox has really stopped me from doing is peppering everyone around me with my ideas the moment that I have them, and my team constantly chasing all these rabbit trails, but never actually getting anything done. Like, our minds and our brains come up with so many great, innovative ideas and things we could do, but we don't have the time or the energy, nor should we chase after all of those as actionable to-dos. But I think we should save the ideas for the future. Now, the neat thing about the Sunday basket is once you do it for 6 weeks, it saves you about 5 hours every week, and you stay on that cadence. Like every week that you do it, you save another 5 hours, save another 5 hours. So it literally, it's a time machine, really. But the activities that you do in the Sunday basket, there's some change to it. Like, oh, you're buying holiday presents instead of birthday presents, or you're planning a vacation versus planning a renovation. But the things that you do in a Sunday basket aren't hugely different. The difference between the Friday business workbox is that at first, all this box does is it literally holds ideas as you have them. And you just keep emptying your brain into this box and going through it on a regular basis and saying, oh, well, I could do 3 to 5 actionable to-dos this week, which 3 to 5 are going to rise to the top. But as you do this quarter over quarter over quarter, you really start to gain traction and get productive. It takes longer than the Sunday basket, but the productivity and the power of what you can accomplish is exponential. So you go from all these random ideas that you stop telling all of your team members so they actually can get actionables done as well. And then you have a meeting a month later about, let's say you're going to have a new product and you've been thinking about this and you have a couple of ideas and you haven't been telling the team about them. And then you get together for a meeting. You're like, okay, well, here are four ideas that I've thought. The next time you do the same thing, you'll be like, okay, here are four ideas that I've thought. And if we do this one, then we're actually going to need also this product that goes along with it. Like, you will start to do better planning and thinking because you're letting your mind continually mull over an idea before you discuss it with another person. They are doing the same thing as well. You'll start coming to meetings where everyone will come with ideas for a new product, new service, whatever your business is. And also they will be able to anticipate the things that will go wrong as you implement those new things. And you will start to get faster and faster and faster at what you do inside of your business. And pretty soon you'll be making a year's worth of progress in a quarter or even a month. Once you start getting your thinking, discussing, and implementing systems all together and on the same page.
Okay, Lisa, you talk about the ideas that the workbox holds. What are other things that go in the workbox? Not just ideas, but how else does it work for all the other things?
Yes. So I did realize I was talking a lot about ideas. And I think the number one thing, and I think this is a question you have for me later, is that's all great, Lisa, because you have your own company and you get to make all the rules and you get to do whatever you want to do. But this literally works for everyone in any role, in any kind of business, no matter how restricted you think your position is or how dictated to you all of your time is being spent, you have more freedom than you realize. And so once you realize basically there are only four components to anyone's job. And once you realize what those four components are for you, then you can systematically start figuring out how to optimize and make more productive each of those. So I'm just going to start. I've done this one a lot, but direct sales, the four components of direct sales, and they're always pink, purple, blue, and green. Pink is you need leads. People are interested in your product, which leads purple, which is a customer. Once the customer makes a sale, they're purple. When you have done direct sales long enough, then you need to start to develop your blue, which is your team, which at first is your own personal development. And then it's getting an assistant. And then it is adding recruits to your team. And then green is the financials that you should do every month to know if your direct sales business is profitable. So that's a microcosm of any entrepreneur, any direct seller, anyone who does all the pieces, any solopreneur, freelancer, that's you. You have to do leads, whatever it is that you're selling, the service, the product, the plan, and then your own personal development and your team development, and then you have to reconcile the finances. So what about people who are in corporate, or they have like somebody else makes my job description, somebody else tells me what to do, somebody else tells me when my work hours are. How can I have that much control? There are always four things that you do in every job. The first one, which is pink, is anything that generates or is only done by you. So anything that generates or is only done by you, you know, how you organize your to-do list, your checklist, your whatever your assignment or your job description is, which is purple, whatever your job description is, what comes before that? So if you're the office manager and your job description is to make sure we have supplies in the office, what comes before that is when you place that Costco order or Walmart order, wherever you buy your supplies, and then we run out of toilet paper in the United States, you're like, okay, I'm going to have to find a new place to source, you know, hand soap. Like, we couldn't order hand soap because we weren't an established business. That's something only you do. Like, everyone knows if you run out of toilet paper, but nobody knows how often you order it or where you get it from or any of that information. That's pink. So that balance between pink and purple is the first thing that you learn inside of the business workbox. What is uniquely related to you that only you do that other people might not even realize you do, and or ideas for improving your job or making modifications or, you know, ideas for what, that's pink is ideas. Purple is your job description. That's what you've been hired to do. That's what your employer thinks you're doing 100% of the time. Newsflash, you're doing it about 40. Anyway, that's what you're doing all that time. Blue is the team that helps you get it done. You may be a team member, you may be a manager, you may be a report to someone, but all of those relationships are encompassed in blue. So your direct reports, all the people that are in your team, your departmental team, and then all of the people that you report to will each have a Slash Pocket. They all probably have meetings. You probably have a monthly meeting with maybe the head of your company, or there's a report that you need to read, or a newsletter. You have your quarterly or annual reviews. You have your professional development hours, or whatever you need to do for professional development. That is all blue. And then green is either financial, if you have any financial role, or it's your administrative and repetitive tasks. And every single position has administrative and repetitive tasks. And the administrative and repetitive tasks are the things that you will create checklists for, that you'll add to your calendar, that you try to automate and get down to as little as possible. And the first time that you, Monique's like, I'm teaching planning day. Yeah, the first time that you go through planning day, which we'll talk about in a little bit, is really looking at your work differently. Like, the business workbox has nothing to do with the box, just like organization has nothing to do with the containers. It's looking at your work differently, realizing that you have ideas for home and work everywhere your brain is, and capturing those ideas and putting them either in the Sunday basket or the workbox. And then the workbox is you're really, really great at one of those colors. Maybe you're really, really great at your job description, but you end up all the time in meetings, so you don't have enough time to get your job description done. We teach you how to physically show that on paper to your supervisor and say, look, this is great, but I only have 40% of my time spent in my job description. Either we need to hire somebody for me or change my job description or make some changes. So that's a lot of what the workbox does. It actually makes visible and quantifies how you're spending your time versus what your job description is.
All right, Lisa, if I get a workbox and decide I want to use this in my business with my job, how long will it take it to work? I mean, can I just buy it, set it up on a weekend, and will it all be ready to go when I go to work on Monday? Or what do I have to do in order for this to even be something I should consider?
Yeah, this is why I gave you such a long explanation before, is because this is not a one and done system. This isn't a, I'm going to buy this and do it over the weekend and I'm going to be done. The Sunday basket takes 4 to 6 weeks to do. And we all pretty much have the same things going in the Sunday basket. So if we all pretty much have different things going in the workbox, it's going to take longer to figure that out. Maybe even during this podcast, you've been thinking, I have four kinds of work. Like, you may be stuck back on that. Like, well, what would my four be? Wrestle with that question, because there definitely are four different things that you do inside of your work all of the time. There's one that you're exceptional at, a second one that is a close runner up, and there's two that you don't even realize that you're doing, and they are what are dragging you down. So how do you set up a workbox? First, we really encourage you to have a Sunday basket, just because once you understand that system and something that is so similar, you'll be able to pull a lot more analogies. But we ask you to give it a full quarter, a full 13 weeks to get your Sunday basket set up. And then we chunk that into three different months.
All right. So what does a quarter look like? You just said 13 weeks and then you said a quarter. And what do you mean by that?
Okay. So we plan the 100-day home organization program three times a year. I teach you how you look at your household as three distinct time zones, the January through April, and then you plan your summer, and then you have your fall. So those are three times that you plan at home. At work, work runs on quarters. So January through the end of March, April through the end of June, July through the end of September, and October through the end of December. This is how financial years have done. This is how P&Ls are done. This is how your company sets their goals. Your job may not change very much week to week, month to month, quarter to quarter, but looking at that quarter, that 3 month time frame, which I always thought was 12 weeks, but it's actually 13 weeks. And the 13th week is the magic. So each quarter is 13 weeks. So it's 3 months. The nice thing about 3 months is the first part of the quarter is very organized and you know what your actionables are. You know, whatever the new directives are from the company, and you get started on whatever the new product is or the new service or the sales goal for the quarter is going to be. You do that for the first month. Then you get to the middle month. And the middle month can start to get a little bit messy. This is where people on your team or maybe yourself will start working on little side projects or little rabbit trail projects that weren't originally part of the quarter. Sometimes that's okay. Sometimes it's not okay. This is naturally when you start to get to the end of your goals, the better that you get at planning, you start to actually achieve your goals in the second month. And you start looking at what's going to be happening in the next quarter. And then the third month is when you're wrapping up and producing any reports that you have to produce and finishing out that quarter and really starting to think about what is the new thing that is coming. Now, you may be driving that new thing, or there may be a CEO or a team leader or just a time of year that's driving the new thing. You're starting to get ready. Like, you'll notice, like, in December, you're ready for January. In March, you're ready for something new in April. Like, you're always ready for the next thing. 90 days is about how long we like to do anything. So in that last month, I start to go through all of my slash buckets, all of the different actionables that I have, and figure out what can be finished up, what do I want to put as a priority for next quarter, and what have I just lost total steam on and I'm going to eliminate altogether. And then in the 13th week, which is the magic week of the quarter, that week here at Organize 365, that's when I set out the new quarterly objectives. And that Friday, our whole entire company has a planning day where they get to go to email inbox zero and they print everything out and we update all of our processes and we go through our workbox and we eliminate as much as possible. And then we change over our slash buckets for the next quarter and get ready for whatever the new goals are.
All right. So you talk about planning for the quarter, planning. There's all this talk about planning. And now you just talked about a whole week. And then you talked about a whole day that your company and your employees get to plan. I don't feel like I have the time or authority to stop my work and plan for my next quarter. How do you do that? And how does that work with your planning system in order to plan for the quarter so that I can be efficient?
So if your company is not running on the Organize 365 system, which in the future, Monique,
Yay, we're going to have it everywhere.
Pretty big companies, like Fortune 50 companies, looking at running on the Organize 365 system, which is so cool.
And if your company is interested, reach out to us. We would love to talk to you.
But your company doesn't have to be running on this whole cycle. So I realize that I'm running a company and I help a lot of companies run things, but I'm a teacher. This is what teachers do. Like, over the weekend, we grade all of our papers and then we plan for the next week. And then every quarter, we plan for what we hope to have our kids in our classroom accomplish. Over the summer, we plan for. So teachers spend so much time planning and then once they do a lesson plan, they go back through and they're like, okay, well, this worked this time and this didn't work. So next year when I do this lesson plan, here's how I'm going to change it. I think this is why I spend so much time planning, and I don't mind spending so much time planning, because I've never been paid for the actual hours I work. I've never been an hourly employee. I've always been a salaried employee, and teachers tend to work, like, I don't know, 70 hours a week. We work way many more hours than we are in front of our students. So I know as a teacher that when I tried to work my teaching hours plus, let's say, only 10 hours, I fell flat on my face all the time, because I'd be in front of the kids and I wouldn't be well enough prepared, or I wouldn't have researched enough. And I was teaching middle school and the kids were sometimes smarter than me and they'd ask questions I didn't know. And so I found that in order to be a really good teacher and for my students to get the most out of the time when they were with me, I just had to plan a lot. And lately here in Organize 365, I find that I am spending at least 20 hours a week planning for my next meetings, planning for the next quarter, you know, going through notes, reviewing things, because the more planned I am and the more I think about what we ultimately are trying to achieve together, the faster and easier the work is for everyone on my team. So let's take this back to you. Let's say you work an hourly, 40-hour a week job, and you're supposed to be doing whatever you're supposed to be doing this entire time. Take 20 minutes once a week and just take, you know, an extra long lunch, or take 20 minutes after a meeting and just go through, or let's just do 5 minutes at a time. Every time you have a meeting or every time you meet with someone, I want you to take 5 minutes after they leave, go through what they asked you to do, move it over into your actionable task list or cross things out and see how much better your productivity is. And then start adding 5 minutes before a meeting. So say you're supposed to go to a meeting, 5 minutes before the meeting, review the notes from the last meeting. Has everything been done? Proactively write down any questions that you have in that meeting. Go to the meeting 5 minutes after, review those notes, do anything that you could do immediately, and then make notes for yourself the next meeting. And it's that kind of proactive planning that is going to add more time into your day. I'm not saying everybody can have a company where their employer is going to give them 4 days a year where they just literally organize their stuff. I will tell you that that company is going to be a lot more productive and profitable though.
All right. Planning, planning, planning. I know that the workbox is the place to store the information and the planner is the place to plan. What makes this planner for Organize 365 different than any other planners? What is in this planner that will help me be productive?
Okay, so Monique's on video playing with our planners. I was an unusual child, as I'm sure you've already figured out. And I really like to think about my thoughts. And I have had a planner since I was in fourth grade. I bought it at the Hallmark store. Like I just have always loved planners. And up until we created the Organize 365 planner, every planner that I've used has been what I call a date book. So a date book is where you write down like when things are due. Like remember you're back in school, again, teacher. So when your assignment's due, and then I would back up how many days before I had to start writing the paper, you know, when is the next dance, all that kind of stuff. So recording dates, which we now pretty much all of us do in a Google Calendar. I do not have a paper planner that records my dates anymore. That's not how I use planners. But we do sell planners. We have a planner for our 100-day program inside of All Access, and we have two different planners for workboxes. And this first planner that you could buy for workboxes that's available in the store is for planning. And what I've realized that I naturally do, and now I tactfully teach you as a teacher kinesthetically, is how to plan your time. So in the front of both of these planners, the workbox planner and the All Access 100-day planner, there are all these pages that have you think about your goals according to all four colors for each system. So for work, we're going to do pink, purple, blue, and green. So what are your goals related to the things that only you do? What are your goals related to your purple job description? What are your goals related to your interactions with your teams and your personal development? And then what are your goals related to your administrative, repetitive, or financial tasks? So we talked through all of that. That makes sense. You've probably done goals before, probably not the way I do it because I do these things on steroids, but you've probably done something similar to that. But what I've realized that I do in planning day, which is an additional thing for both programs, is that I look at time differently for home than I do for work. And I've done so much research on time and how time passes and how do we capture time and how do we do time management. And what I finally realized last year is that the time you spend at home and the time you spend at work are two totally different kinds of time. Just like I made the revelation that you're actually doing homework and you're doing work, they're both work. But we think housework isn't work because we're doing it at home and it's not called work. It is work. And it takes about 20 to 30 hours a week. And then we think our time at the office is not our own and not of our own choosing. And we have no say over it whatsoever. So we don't even try to figure out how to manipulate that kind of time. So at home, in the All Access 100-day planning day that I do, that you can get, I teach you to look at your Monday through Friday time, Saturday and Sunday time as three different pies of time and how you use that. And then at work, I teach you to use your 40-hour work week or whatever it is, however many hours you spend working, every single hour that you spend working, I have you document it inside of the planner, not because I don't want you to be late for a meeting. I still use my Google Calendar, remember? I have you document it in your planner after the fact, and then I have you color code it so you can see where your time went. That way, when you talk to your superior, or if you are the business owner and you look at your team's time or your own time, you realize that, oh my gosh, I thought that I spent 80% of my time doing my job description, but I spend 40% of my time doing my job description, 40% of my time in meetings, and 20% of my time in administrative and repetitive tasks, meaning I have no time on my calendar for new lead generating activity. And that's why our business isn't growing. And it's not, productivity is not about getting a longer to-do list done. Productivity is about figuring out where your time went, telling your time where to go, so that you can make the most impact for whatever you were uniquely created to do. And if you don't take the time to look at it and figure out where it went and where it's going, which time is an extremely abstract thing, then you can't figure out where the holes are that you need to plug up so that you can create what you're trying to create. I'm basically making business kindergartenable.
Oh, kindergartenable business.
Yeah, kindergartenable right. business.
Yeah. So the difference is a calendar gives you an appointment time and a planner gives you a vision of yes. what you're going to do on those days and during the quarter. So the vision of what's happening in the next week, in the next quarter, is what the planner does.
Even the people in the 100-day program will now say that they use that as a diary of what they've done to get their home organized. And then they refer to that in the next planner for the notes of what they wanted to do the next round. It's very much more like a diary and a productivity tool than a time date book.
Right, because at the end of the quarter, because the planners that we have are for one quarter only. So you plan the quarter, you work the quarter, and at the end, there are reflection opportunities. What did you get done? What didn't you get done? When are you going to move to the next quarter? So it's actionable. It's an interactive planner. You write down and you continue doing those things. Is there anything else you want to add?
Of course. You know, there's always more I want to add, Monique. I think it was not until recently that I realized how much planning and purposeful thought makes everything happen. We are all busy. Every single person is busy. Everyone has a to-do list that will never be done. And if you ever get it done, you'll just be so bored, you'll just make yourself another one. The goal in life is not to figure out how to do more. The goal in life is not to figure out how to, you know, get everything perfectly organized on a to-do list. The goal is to organize your time and your thoughts and your energy so that you can make the biggest impact in the world. And so if you're looking for a workbox that will just make your work easier or get your work done faster, it will do those things, but it will also give you the capacity to do more and have more impact and work more collaboratively. And work is a place where it's hard to learn organization because each business is individual. Like there's so much individuation in the businesses that you're in. And when you work with two people, like two people working together is like four times as hard as one person working by themselves because you have to figure out what you're doing and then you have to communicate well and then they have to figure out what they're doing and then they have to communicate back. And so every time you add a team member, you add so much more complexity. If you can find a way for your team to be able to communicate through the workbox, through the colors of the workbox, through the rhythm of the planning day, through writing out meeting notes, through getting better meeting agendas, through having all of your things on Google Docs or one platform where you share everything. Every time you simplify the communication tools, then the actual collaboration and the two brains or three brains or four brains coming together gets multiplied, but the complexity of the communication does not. Yes, Monique.
Something your turn. I would love to add to that is if you have the ability and the opportunity to spread the workbox into the team that you work with. Maybe it's not the whole company. Maybe it's just your team of people.
Yeah.
You end up using the same language. You understand the same rhythm. And not only will your communication be better, but you as a team will be more productive because things will move through your quarters quicker because you're all on the same page. You're in the same color slash pocket. And as our communication is simplified, and it's also visual because we do use colors, And it's easy to see what you're doing because we just learn how to associate colors with different things. It's a pretty simple concept and it works beautifully.
Yes. So the pink and purple are the key because we like to have ideas and we like innovation and we like to talk about things. And so we tend to talk about and put emphasis on our pink activities. But businesses run on purple activities, your job description, the service that you're providing, the product that you're delivering. And so if you take your eye off of that purple, then the business stops generating income or becomes inefficient, even though everybody is really, really busy. So once you have these two colors and you can identify projects that are pink and purple, you can be working on multiple pink projects at a time and collecting ideas. Like Monique and I are still talking about the TV show. Monique, how long have we been talking about this? Forever. It's not purple yet. It's still pink, although we did meet with the producer. Anyways, so the pink slash pocket is getting fat, but only Monique and I have a pink TV slash pocket in our workboxes. No one else in the company has this. They hear these little murmurings that, you know, maybe we're getting closer to something that would happen a couple of years from now, but they're not thinking about it at all. You can only have 3 to 5 purple slash pockets at any one time. So the faster that you can get to collaborate and complete pink purple projects, the more a pink project is allowed to become a purple. And so inside of our company, we all have these pink slash pockets, things that we are working on or have ideas for improvement about. Mary has like 18 books that she wants us to write. Like we have more research projects than we could possibly accomplish in a lifetime. Like so many pink slash pockets of research projects, but we are only working on one purple, which is redoing the housework research right now. So we can have 5,000 people go through it. We wanted to clean up some of the questions and we wanted to make it a simpler survey so we could have even more data. And so that's the only purple research slash pocket we have right now, even though we have at least a dozen pink research slash pockets of people that want to partner with us. And once you see that, then you know that like, okay, I've been working on pink all day, but that's not really moving the company forward. And until this purple slash pocket gets done, there's no room for a pink one to become purple. And then also inside of your team. So if you're thinking, okay, I could see how this might work for me. Once you get this working for you, which usually takes a couple of quarters, the first quarter, you kind of start to get it set up. The second quarter, you're like, okay, you pick a couple of purple slash pockets and you get them all the way completed, which for a lot of people, when was the last time you set and accomplished a business goal in 12 weeks? Like, you know, these deadlines just keep getting pushed or you're working on so many or you don't know what to do. So once you start doing that for yourself, then you can start identifying in your team, oh, okay, we're talking a lot about pink and we're not getting enough purple done, or we're doing so much purple that there's not enough lifeblood from the pink. We need some new ideas and some new fresh things in our department. And the reason there's no pink is because everybody's working on 7 purples and you can only work on 3 to 5. So then you say, okay, management, we need another person to work on purples because we have too many in our department, or you need to eliminate purples. That's another option. But our team is getting burned out because we have too many purples and not enough people. And that's where you can really have those kinds of conversations in a tactful, like kinesthetic way. And then third part for that, if you are the management or you are a team leader and you have a pink and you're ready to turn it into a purple, often what happens, and this is what happens for me now, is almost every single purple in the company goes straight to another department. So I get a pink slash by a pink idea, like this TV show. I'm meeting with the producer. I've met with a TV station and I have done the whole script for what the TV show will be. And I figured out all these pieces. But when the TV show actually happens, I will have a purple slash pocket because I'll be in the TV show, but I won't be doing production. I probably won't be doing the script. I won't be doing the staging. Our whole team will all have purple slash pockets related to that. So your pink slash pocket becomes purple slash pockets for your team.
All right. Couple more questions about paper our workbox. So I want to bring up a couple different questions that have come across our desk when people talk about getting a workbox. So I've got this workbox, and we're talking about planning, we're talking about using it. I have a lot of paper at my work, in my job. So what kind of paper lives in the workbox? Does it organize all of my paper?
So for me, here's what I do. All of my ideas are on paper because they're probably digitally also, but I don't know how to find them. It's hilarious. So I have slash pockets for all of my ideas, this TV show being one of them. The TV show slash pocket is not in my Friday workbox at work. It's in my Friday workbox at home because it's not a project that I'm working on right now. So I actually have two. I have one at work and I have one at home. Then there are other papers inside of my business that I have that are not actionable. They're just business papers that I need to have and I need to be able to reference them. And they usually live in physical form and in digital form. So in our company, we have a private locked Dropbox account for all of our financial and insurance and employee HR records and all of that. But also I have a physical copy of all of those printed out in colored binders. And I keep those in my home office. I don't keep those in my office. So we sell binders that are the same colors as slash pockets. So pink, purple, blue, green, and white. And so at home, I think I have four green binders right now. One is everything related to our 401k plan, because oh my gosh, is that a lot of paper? I have one related to anything related to the physical warehouse, you know, forklift, all those things we have. I have another one related to all the intellectual property that Organize 365 has. We have trademarks, patents, I think over 100 copyrights right now. And then I have another one just related to anything business. So like our EIN number, our insurance policy, our CAT taxes, all that kind of stuff. So those are four green binders. I also have a blue binder where I have all of every employee has a slash pocket. So I put their quarterly reviews in there so that I can read them before I have the next one. I have one pink binder and that one is 15 years old. And I have like anytime I do journaling or I have like a retreat or I do anything that is with a coach or a mastermind, the notes from that are all in the pink binder. And then I have two or three purple binders. I have a purple binder for Embrace, which we do every year. And so when it is second quarter of the year, I pull everything out for Embrace and I have it in my Friday workbox, but the rest of the time that lives in my purple Embrace folder. I have a purple folder for all of our published books and manuscripts and book proposals. That's in a purple binder. And then I have another purple binder that's for anything that we do on a regular basis. Like we do the holiday blitz, back to school blitz, the out with the old blitz. Those are in there. All the printables that we have are available in that binder. So those live at home. And I personally, when I plan my quarterly, do my quarterly planning, I pull all of those binders out. I go through, I make sure that I don't need to get more insurance or, you know, oh, we updated the printables for this blitz. So I'm going to update them in my binder, but they're more like reference binders.
All right. So another question. I've heard about something called a Friday Workbox Club. What is that? And how do I get into it if I buy a Friday Workbox?
Okay. So this is Monique. This is your baby. You do the clubs. Monique's all about the clubs. Again, I am a teacher. I own a business, but I am a teacher. And I know as a teacher that they're all different kinds of students. There are students that can literally Google something, learn it, act on it, and never have to do anything else. There are people who can go and buy something at a store and implement it into their own systems and don't have to talk to other people about it. And then there's the rest of us. And the rest of us are like, okay, this sounds really interesting. And also nobody's doing this way. So how in the world would you actually get this to work? And so we provide three different ways to help you start to think this way and start to move towards a Sunday basket or a workbox life. The first one is when you buy a Sunday basket or when you buy a workbox, you get a dashboard of on-demand training from me about how to set it up. So if you're one of those plug and play, watch the videos, do it on your own, you'll be just fine. The second is we have Monique's team guides you through the Sunday basket on Sunday and the Friday workbox on Friday. And they literally have these 90-minute virtual sessions in our community where you can come on live and you could do it with them, or you can watch the replay later and pretend they're on live. And if you like to do things with people, you like to do things in community, this is a way and hold you accountable. This is a way for you to come and do that collectively. And then the third is the certification. So we have a certification program where professional organizers and other professionals partner with Organize 365 in a licensing capacity, and they're able to help you one-on-one or in small groups set up the Sunday basket or the workbox, depending on what certification they have.
All right. Thank you. Let me see. Oh, lifetime access. I've purchased other programs and I don't always do them. Spend the money, have these bright ideas that I am going to do this program. And I don't. Now what? What kind of support or lifetime access is there here with you?
Yes. So I mentioned this in the last couple podcasts. You know, most businesses, like I'm right now looking at management training for our team, and it is so expensive. You have to pay per person per month. And as soon as you stop paying, you lose all the access. And I mean, I understand like their intellectual property is valuable, but oh my God, it's all cost prohibitive for me, even at this stage in business. And so I'm an education company. I want you to have access to the teachers and the community and the support that you need for the organization that you are investing in. Teachers love to teach. Like once you've decided to make the investment in the workbox, you have at your disposal forever this Friday co-working time with these certified organizers. There's a lot that's included inside of that initial purchase. Now, the workbox planning day I mentioned, that's an add-on. We do that 4 times a year and you can add that on. The nice thing with the business workbox is all of this is a tax deduction. So if you have a direct sales business or you're a freelancer, or it's a tax deduction. And we already have a lot of people in a lot of companies where the employers are paying for this as part of their professional development. When we come out with the teacher workbox, it is our goal that you would get CEUs when you set up your workbox, and then personal development hours for doing follow-up planning days. But this is an education program. This is your professional development. This is investing in your time management and your productivity, and everything that I'm looking in management training all starts with productivity and time management. It is the thing that's going to multiply your time going forward, and we don't take it away from you. Monique, no more questions?
I don't have any more questions.
Well, we would love for you to try our workbox. I have taken a lot of courses. I have worked with a lot of coaches. I have done a lot of masterminds. I have spent a lot of money on a lot of things related to business. And this is a very economical, easy way to start to get your work organized in a way. It's not necessarily just organizing your work, but helping you to quantify what kind of work you're doing when you do that work so that you can see what things can be eliminated, what things need to have more time invested so that you could be more productive and have more impact in the thing that you are uniquely created to do.
I think that covers it today, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Thank you.